This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Good evening. Tonight on the show, a conversation with Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch, about the search for the unaccounted for on Maui. The number now given out is 388 unaccounted for. Strikingly, Navy divers, three of them, have reached the location where they believe people went into the water. And following Jeff's reporting, were overcome with the water, the smoke, or just stumbled in a rising tide, unclear. But 388 is the number. There are other stories out of Maui. For example, the Hawaiian Electric Company stock was badly damaged in these last hours, now down nearly 20% because of allegations that the utility was negligent in either taking care of the power lines or in responding to the power lines reported down. The allegation continues that the fire was started by power lines, not by lightning, such as we're familiar with in California. The devastation is vast. At the same time, the senior senator from Hawaii, Mr. Brian Schatz, is urging people who have vacation plans in Hawaii, and especially on South Maui, to proceed, not to cut short their plans, because the tourist business in Maui depends upon those bookings. Also tonight, a conversation about the apparent assassination of a man named Prigozhin, apparently by forces similar to or the same as or suspect of being the Kremlin. I spoke with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, and the characterization that came to my mind was gangland conduct by the Kremlin. Jeff did not dissent. We also talked about the happy news that F-16s are now headed to Ukraine. It won't be till January, Jeff estimates, that the first arrive with training. But in any event, we're looking at a third year of war, and Ukraine bolstering its defense forces. A conversation with John Bolton tonight from his article in the National Review, remembering James L. Buckley, Senator James L. Buckley, the senator from New York who was elected in 1970 and served, I believe 70, around there, and served till 76. He was the brother of Bill Buckley of National Review Online. I spoke with Jim Buckley once when he wrote a book later, sometime in the last decade, about how Congress can solve its problems by working together. John and I measured that comity is not now present in the Senate, and we miss it. And a conversation with Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. He's in Genoa, Italy, about a new phenomenon in Italy that's very unhappy. Graffiti on the landmarks and icons and ancient architecture and beautiful galleries in all of Italy. The presenting issue is a group of German tourists, males, are said to have marred the Uffizi Gallery. The question being debated in Italy is the penalty right now, it's a fine, adequate to the scale of threat? And their suggestion the penalty should be raised very high, as high as perhaps 50,000 euros. There's a heat wave in Italy right now. There are a lot of tourists, many of them Americans. However, I learned from speaking with Lorenzo that Italian vacationers, rather than stay on Puglia on the Italy side of the Adriatic, cross in a ferry to Albania and vacation there. Same water, the other side of the Adriatic, and much better prices. One of those, or some of those tourists traveling from Puglia to Albania was the Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, who was with her family and was happy to be entertained by the mayor and the welcome by the hoteliers. Also tonight, a conversation with Andy McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about the fourth indictment in Fulton County of the former President Trump. Andy has written a three-part piece for the National Review Online, and Thaddeus and I puzzled about it with him. The weaknesses of the case by the Fulton County prosecutor and the strengths. The strengths are considerable, given that it's a state court and a state jury, and that the question of legality of the conduct of the former president is something that could be answered by courts for years. The first big decision is, will the trial judge separate charges from the state court and send them to the federal court or dismiss charges? That's the first big question to ask. And a celebration of the India space program with their successful landing on the moon, 69 degrees latitude, and deploying of a rover, which is now underway. Spectacular success for a big space program that was suspended for many years during the pandemic and is now back. There's more tonight, including worries about Saudi Arabia purchasing a nuclear reactor from China to be built by China that has the potential of turning into a breeder reactor, as most nuclear plants do. That is the original damage in Iran was the Bushehr reactor that was built for energy but turned into a source of plutonium, which make very good bombs. There's more. Please enjoy. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.